courthouse and we let them know that we're not going to take it, that this is a miscarriage of justice, that you cannot make someone sign away their rights to practice their constitutional rights of free speech. As this is a very important decision, and no other decision is asked, is what are we going to do? No other decision matters if we cannot come to a consensus on this right now. No other, how do we run this meeting, how do we run other meetings, doesn't matter, because if we don't decide what to do now, we don't have a major action now, we don't act in something like this now, this is probably just going to die right here. This sleepover ends, and nothing comes of it, and we let Wall Street take over what we started. So we're going to, first item on the agenda, and I would argue the main item and only item on this agenda should be whether or not we should take this action. If it gets voted down, we can discuss other things, how we're going to proceed. But as facilitator for this meeting, I'm going to limit responses and discussion to 2 minutes a person. I have a timer here. We're going to try and make sure everyone who wants to speak speaks. But please try not to make this. I would like to just reiterate exactly what the last person said, because we need immediate action on this. So does anyone want to speak out, have any questions, or anyone have any statements to make whether or not we should break down this camp and move ourselves to the courthouse and protest? It, for God's sake, it was a Democratic, a member of the Democratic Party who was pushing this.
Oh yeah.
Pushing,
keeping Damon Terrell, CJ Terrell, and T. Lee in prison because they will not agree not to break any administrative codes of the Capitol. We have a gentleman over here. What's your name?
Steve, yeah. I think we first need to decide how we're responding to the police order to leave, whether we're going to comply with that or not. After we make that decision, then we can talk about other actions. But I think to say that the first thing we have to decide is whether to, are you proposing the only thing we should discuss is whether to go to the jail? I didn't understand your motion.
Okay, so we should discuss first what happens. Should we stay or should we go? So let's open that up for a quick discussion. 2 minutes per person. I'm just going to say we should go. I'm done.
Stack is here. Stack is here. Okay, microphone is here.
There is a mic down there for use, or you can come up to use this mic. So we've got Rob first.
Can people hear me, or should we use the mic?
Use the mic.
Okay.
Just come up here, Rob. Rob, you're right there. Just come up here when they figure that out.
So I think that there is a question of what to do, and I think this proposal that's being put forward is actually a good suggestion, because clearly we don't have the numbers to say we deserve the right to assemble and free speech and have the police just fold like they have in the past with us. So basically, I'm in support of this proposal. I think we should discuss the details of going up to the Dane County prison or wherever it is, and the terms of whether we're going to set up an occupation there. I think for me, that's the question. I'm in favor of having a rally and a vigil tonight with the threat of holding an occupation if these activists who have been leaders in the movement in Wisconsin aren't released. But I don't think we're quite ready to set up an occupation, but others might disagree.
All right.
Behind the mic.
Yeah, my name's Steve. I slept here last night. First, I want to thank Miles for loaning me a blanket. I much appreciate it. I think the question isn't really where are we, it's whether we're going to assert our constitutional right to peaceably assemble and petition our government for a redress of grievances. And I think the question is right now whether we're going to do that here. If we can't assert and defend that right here, then I don't see how we assert and defend it somewhere else. We're not going to have a permit in front of the jail either. So I think the question is, do we stand up to the police now, or do we cave to the police? And I think the place to stand up to the police is actually here, because this is where we're organized, this is where we have the people, this is where we have the infrastructure. I know Rob said that we don't have the numbers. I don't think any but us know what numbers are required. I mean, one thing we've learned in the past 8 months is that when people turn out insufficient numbers, the police can back down. How many times we've heard the police at the Capitol issue an ultimatum and then back down? right? We don't know what the numbers are. I don't think it's 1,000 people. I don't think it's 100 people. And the thing we need to remember is the police aren't going to know, right? When it comes to it, they don't know who's committed to stay and they don't know who isn't committed to stay, right? And as much as possible, if we can keep that question unclear in their mind,
that strengthens us. That gives us strength in terms of a bargaining position. So I think everyone has to decide for themselves.
Everyone has to decide for themselves what they're willing to do. I came here tonight because I'm willing to stay and assert my constitutional rights, and I'm even willing to risk arrest. Other people I know can't do that. There may be undocumented people here who can't take that risk, right? So the question is, everybody has to decide for themselves, but the police aren't going to know who's what until the final decision is made. So I think we actually have sufficient numbers.
Thank you. Next on stack, Christian, who's that?
No, there were a couple of people before me.
Nope, I have you and then I have David over
all
here.
All right, quick response to that. What we need to do is decide where whether they're going to stay here or not. I just want to say if we stay here, we're not visible. A lot of people aren't coming here is because we're not anywhere important. We're not anywhere visible. So that's why we have the other proposal of moving to the courthouse where we will be seen by a lot more people. Next on stack?
I have David up here in the front row.
David, feel free to use any of the mics.
Are you the guy that I signed up with to speak? Or?
My name is David. I just got back along with
the mic up to your face, David.
Mic to the face. To your closer.
There you go. All right.
Hold the mic closer.
It's pretty close.
Damn straight.
All right. I just got back along with a few others from D.C. Occupy. And
thank you.
The bottom line, it's an occupation, okay? I don't think any of you came here to go home or to go anywhere. Over in D.C., it was pretty much the same. They had a permit, but there was no camping allowed, no parking, no nothing. And we did stay there without any problems. But I don't know. I think if you start moving around, leaving, you're not getting any continuity to the organization. You have to make up your mind and stay where you are. That's where you started, to occupy, and it just happened to be this space. And as you get better organized, more people start coming around, you'll see that there is visibility. But the main thing is to stay in the occupation mode.
David F.
I guess for me, what kind of confuses the question is that we have agreed to stay until this point and leave now. It's not like we came and said we're staying. That's it. You know, there was some agreement. Okay, we'll be here. You know, we talked to the police. They said you can be here till Sunday. We talked to them, till Sunday. Then we talked to them and they said, okay, you can be here till Monday. So at each point, we were agreeing with them. To break that now is different than going somewhere we don't have permission to be in the first place and staying there.
Next up.
Hi, my name's Matt. I just got here, but I have been following on the webpage tonight. On the Occupy Madison webpage, I put up a thing saying, you know, why is Occupy Madison in this park? Because there's very low visibility. Basically, you know, it is a movement, but it looks like it's kind of a cookout. You know, if we do move to someplace by the Capitol, there would be much bigger visibility. We would be closer to the people that we're actually protesting against. So for my two cents, I think there would be definitely merit in moving. You know, like someone pointed out, whether we're going to be, you know, protesting here or protesting there, you know, there's not a whole lot of difference. It's really, you know, if you want to get to be seen so people know what you're doing, you've got to be where the people are, and it really isn't here.
Just so people know that this gentleman right here, I forget your name, is our timekeeper, Josh. So when you have 1 minute left, he's going to one finger up. Doesn't mean he wants to speak, that means you have 1 minute left. Who's next up on the list?
So personally, what I think is that, first of all, we have to separate the two proposals. And the first one that we have to discuss is whether we stay in this park. And I think that my feeling on that is that I door knocked the neighborhood and they said that we were being courteous neighbors. We've received emails saying we've been courteous neighbors in this park and that they're okay with us staying, but that eventually, and by eventually I mean within the next few days, they're going to want the park back. Because us staying here means that the women at the halfway house cannot come out and utilize this park, because that's just a rule of the house. It means that whether we're being quiet or not, there is still this presence in the park that the neighbors are gonna have to deal with. And I think that they have been very hospitable towards having us here for this long. And I think that I agree with the idea that we need a staging location, but I think that this one is too tucked away and too out of the public eye, and that whether we move to a different park, whether we move somewhere else, or whether we go to the courthouse, we should be mindful that we are in a residential area, and that you know, these neighbors of ours are eventually, they've all said that in a few days they're gonna want the park back. So if the police are asking us to leave tonight and they're saying that they don't want us here much longer after today, why would we occupy this space and engender like distrust and dislike from other members of the 99% who live around us? Sam, you're up next. Sam, where are you?
I'm right here.
Of course, I should know that.
Jeff. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I just want to say wherever we move, I think we should bring the tent issue back on the table. I think for a couple reasons. One, it draws in a lot more people, you know, kids, families who otherwise don't want to, you know, risk sleeping out in the cold. As we move forward and continue this occupation, it will get cold and it will become increasingly difficult. I think if we set up the precedents early on that, yes, we have tents, we want tents, and then when it gets cold, it's not like, oh crap, what do we do now? We need tents. And thirdly, I think it gives some ambiguity to our numbers during the day when people might be at work and might be away from here. You don't know how many people are here. You know, we could have 6 people on the media table, 2 at the info, and we have 35 tents out here. You don't know how many people, you don't know, you know, there could be 7 people here, there could be 67. I think we should readdress that issue. And I think it could be tied into this proposal of moving. As long as we're readdressing, you know, kind of where we are at, I think it should be tossed into this proposal. Thank you.
All right, I'm just going to remind people that this discussion here is solely about whether or not we should stay or go. The tent issue was very important. Is not actually something we're discussing right now. Only discussion right now is on whether or not we should stay in the park or move. Miles is up.
Okay. My thought this entire time has been that it's not about specifically this park. If we can pack up and set up at another park and another park, I think if you had the question of being here for 20 days or being at 10 different parks over 20 days, you can see that we're going to reach a lot more people by doing this in different areas. There are pros and cons to Reynolds Park, but I will commend the police, and I think we should give them a round of applause, because they have not infringed on our civil liberties at all. They have allowed us to do something that's normally not allowed. They have allowed us to be here past 10. They've allowed us to have sleeping bags. They've allowed us to have the canopies.
Without permits.
Without permits. And so, to sum up what I want to say, I'm in favor of leaving. They have been very respectful to us, and I think we can reach more people. For instance, the church on the south side near Allied Drive, the Unitarian Church, has said that we could set up there till the 15th. I don't think necessarily moving there tonight, but I'm thinking that we can work out of there as well to organize people in that community. We need to go all over Dane County, not just this one neighborhood. So I think we need to vote on this as soon as possible. That's it.
All right, Jim in the background back there, you're next. Why don't you come on up? As he's making his way to the mic, I would like to remind you that we would like to get a vote on this. So we've got probably about 9 more people on the speaking list. If anyone else wants to speak, raise your hand because we would like to cut the stack off if possible, maybe in the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes after everyone's got a chance to speak.
I have a question to start with. Maybe it can't be answered, but is our decision on whether or not to leave this part contingent on what other place we're going to?
No. We have to figure out if we're staying here.
Yeah. So,
though we do have an idea of where we will, there's an idea proposal where we'll go.
Okay, if we,
but it doesn't matter.
I don't necessarily agree with separating the two, but since they are separated, I will wait to the next and defer the rest of my term.
Great use of deferring your time.
I'm deferring my time.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Josh, you're next.
No,
okay.
I'm just doing the fingers.
Oh, okay. Diane, you're next.
Just in brief, I think I would just support leaving. I really like it here, actually. I've had great time here, but it is kind of like a picnic in a way, and I would love to stay here, but I think it's important to be smart about strategically where we can get the most done, where we can draw the most people in, where are the most people. If we're, so I think we should leave and find that spot and hang tight, and just remember that, my friend Ubaka Hill always said, if they come for you in the morning, they can come for me in the afternoon. And I think we got to hold tight, stand tight, and move where we're going to be seen. So that's why.
Alan, you're next. Alan, come on up. Either mic.
Alan,
if you do want to speak, you want to get on stack, make sure that hand is raised high, no bent elbows.
As a historian of social movements in this country, I've been amazed by the exceptional character of the demonstrations in Madison. And they're exceptional in one respect. There's never been a social movement, a protest movement, a resistance movement that I know of in the history of this country where the first step was permission from the state in order to protest.
Yeah.
Yeah. There have been arrests in New York, in D.C., in Philadelphia, in Des Moines, in the Bay Area, across the country today. Nobody in the rest of the entire country says, oh, let's find out what the police want. I don't know who decided upon this place, but lots of folks that were here Friday night who came out in solidarity understood the ridiculous nature of being here. It's out of the way, invisible, it's a hall to go to any center of power or symbolic representation of the corporate rulers and the state in this city. So move it. Now, I would stand opposed to going to the jail. Let them come and get us.
That's actually a separate issue for the next vote.
I know. I'm
keeping on topic.
No. You know, I understand the separation here. Right?
10 seconds.
There's other sites here. Why not Link Park? Why not somewhere on State Street? There's a bunch of central places. It should not be fixed.
That is time.
Thank you. One sentence. It should not be fixed to either staying here or going to the jail.
It is not fixed on staying here or going to jail. The issue on the table right now being discussed is whether to stay or go. So thank you so much.
You guys made a decision already. I understand that.
Well, we, a lot of us have made up what we're going to vote for, but this is up to the GA. So, Rob, you're up next. Why don't you come on up? And I do apologize. I don't want to make it seem like I'm being hard, but I do want to make sure we stay on topic.
Well, first of all, I think that the two choices are contingent, and so we should think about them as being connected. And I really want to emphasize the importance of taking a strong stand and having a rally tonight about the three activists who have been the most active Wisconsinites and people who went to D.C. and who got attention from the whole country and praise and respect. These people are in jail, and this is attacking our movement on the ability to be an activist. Okay, so I think that we need to have this rally. The question to stay here and not to stay here, I think is a strategic one. It shouldn't just be about principles, because we can always go and set up a new occupation. Coming here tonight, I was aware of the problem of what do we do? Because we're losing momentum from my participation in this, and the police are telling us to leave. And so there was this big question of what do we do with ourselves? What do we do with our time? And I feel that this proposal that came up organically from the demands of the moment, which is that there's been an attack on our movement, I think that it is the perfect opportunity to regain our momentum. And so I think at the very least, we should have a rally and a march up to the police station where people give speeches about what's going on with the activists in jail to bring attention not only to their plight, but what Occupy Madison about. Occupy Madison is about creating a democratic space where we can be activists and where we can be organized. And so I don't think staying here or even continuing the occupation in the short term is the most important thing, because I don't think we have a lot of momentum. So I would like to, at the very least, propose that we have this rally with the threat of forming an occupation in front of the wherever they're being held, unless they're released. And I think that gives us a clear plan of what we're gonna do and time to recollect ourselves and come up with a plan, because we don't have a lot of momentum right now.
That's fine. All right, thank you very much. Christian, you're next. DGP here is gonna be taking stack while Christian's up.
I like to echo a lot of what people are saying about being exposed to different communities. We do have to keep in mind that we are putting a lot of stress on the community that we're in right now in engaging them, which is very positive. We should be engaging as many communities as we can to give ourselves visibility. I think we have used up our visibility in this area. I think we've gained a lot of positive support from people that have been like sharing their internet with us, people that have been coming to our meetings from the surrounding buildings. It's very, very positive. And I think that we should definitely move to another location. I will not address the other topics at hand at this time.
Excellent. Just so everyone remembers that this is not a made decision. There are multiple options. Right now we're just going to stay or go. We can go to James Madison. We can go to the Capitol. We can stay here, have a rally. Right now, the topic right now is, do we stay or do we go? Next up.
My name is Mary. You know, I just found out where you guys all are. And if you want to keep switching, you can lose me, you know, because I can't keep track of multiple locations here. I like this place. I think it's great. People are talking about visibility. I think our visibility will come from our actions, not from where we stay each night. So my vote would be to stay here and move on.
We actually have a proposal real quick to close stack. We have one gentleman with a hand up when we put him on stack. And let's take a quick hand vote to see if we want to close stack and then have a vote. All those in favor of closing stack, raise your hand. That seems to be a pretty much a super majority there.
That's not how it works though.
Opposed, all those.
All those opposed? That's clearly those in favor of closing stack have it. So we're closing stack. If you haven't been added, this gentleman should be added because his hand was up before we had that vote. Mary, you're next.
She just went.
Oh. Mary just went. Who is next on the list?
Oh, we have Laurel in black.
Laurel.
I'm in favor of leaving and going to a more visible location. One of the previous speakers said that if we leave this place, it'll be like abandoning our base capitulating, but I don't see it that way. When I first came here, I was told that this would be a staging location for us to kind of collect our ideas, figure out what we're doing, and then move to a better spot. New York, Wall Street is central, and it's visible, and it's symbolic. The Capitol, which we occupied earlier this year, was central, visible, and symbolic. Right here, we're in a park. People have a hard time finding us. And I just don't see this as being a good location because this huge park dwarfs our numbers. There was a game in here yesterday that had more players than there were people sitting here. And I see people coming in wanting to see an interesting, vibrant movement and then slipping away. So rather than moving being something that would break our momentum, I think that actually staying in this residential, out-of-the-way neighborhood is what's keeping us back.
Matt. Matt, you're next.
I just went over and talked to the two officers that were staying there, and the reason they're saying that the park has to be vacated is that they're only open until 10 o'clock, whereas if we move to the courthouse or to whatever location, as long as we're on public property, we could protest on the sidewalks, and apparently, as long as we don't set up tents, we could even sleep on the sidewalks. I just wanted to make a point on what the lady that just preceded me said. You know, while Occupy Madison started out with a very small movement occupying a park by Wall Street, it was in a very central location. You know, it's the incongruity of them, you know, a bunch of college students occupying a space on Wall Street that gained the attention over a steady, you know, steady time period. Here, you know, no one's gonna see you. You know, I was part of the protests at the Capitol. There were many days where I was walking around the Capitol with a sign by myself, but at least people were seeing me. I could shout down the streets, you know, yelling that the whole thing was the Koch brothers. Cars could pass by and honk their support, you know. Movements gain strength through numbers, and you gain numbers by people seeing what you're doing, you know. Unless they actively go and search out the Occupy Madison webpage, no one's paying attention.
Eric and Blue, you're next, Eric and Blue.
So, I guess I heard something pretty wise yesterday. There was a person that said, don't make the protesters come to the protest, bring the protest to the protesters. And I guess my vote would be not for moving just once today, but moving regularly. Hit every neighborhood, one after the other, and march and tie up streets and do what it takes to make sure that we're noticed. That's all I have to say.
Laura, you're next. Laura and Gray. Sorry, we're using colors here.
Sure. How many more in the stack?
We have
three more in stack.
Hi, everyone. I've seen a lot of different faces here every day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, today. And there have been a lot of different people here. A lot of people I haven't seen regularly, a lot of people who have been here the whole time. Getting out, being seen, out of this park, that's what they want. Sounds like a great idea. I support that. Going around, making yourself visible, making sure that everybody can see you and you can get the word out to as many people on the Capitol. I agree with that. I think that's really, really important. But we need a base. I think we need a base that stays the same consistently throughout the movement. So when some of us go to work and we deal with our daycare, whatever it is that we have to do, we can come back and we can find out where they are in the neighborhood, that we can find out where they have been dispersed. And so I think it's really, really important because if the base moves to every different neighborhood, unless we are seeking it out, going on Facebook, checking our emails, we will not be able to come back together and regroup, and we will end up losing a lot of people who want to be involved.
everybody. I would like to see it move to a more visible space. I would like to, if it was up to me, it would be on Capitol Square, or it would be Chamber of Commerce. I heard somebody in the crowd say the jail. The problem with being here outside the jail. The problem with being here. The problem with being here. I knew you guys were here tonight, and I can't be here every day. Last time I was here, I couldn't find parking. I parked two blocks away and walked, and I got to the corner. I thought, oh my God, they aren't here. They moved. Had I been driving and not very attentive, I'd have kept going. The other thing you have to realize, it really is difficult if you're not technologically savvy, and we have a lot of seniors that are behind this movement, a lot of people that aren't on Twitter, aren't on Facebook, and if you aren't, it's really difficult to get information. I mean, extremely. So if you were in a more visible area, I think the people would come, and I think the news coverage would be a heck of a lot better. Thank you.
Stephanie, you're next. We have one person left after Stephanie.
No, I'm passing.
Nope, she yields. Ted.
Okay. Mike?
Right here.
Right.
Either one.
Wait, 2 seconds. Everybody, it's going to be a long night. Eat some of that food, because the more food all of us eat, the less we have to carry to wherever we are.
Good point. Let's get this done first.
I like a lot of what's said. I like the notion of mobility through the neighborhoods and tying up traffic over time. What I want to speak to is a city. Madison is a neighborhood that makes a great deal of its neighborhoods. I just saw a person from the neighborhood, well, she's leaving now. She walked through the park with her kids and was looking at us like almost with fear. The thing I've been worried about the last 20 years is that we have to reach the 98%. The rest of the 98%. We have to reach the people that are apathetic, people that are ignorant, the people that are in denial. And I don't think we can do that by offending a neighborhood. There you go.
Thank you very much. Everyone spoke very well. The question on the table right now is, do we stay in James Madison Park? Or do we find another location? Or do we leave the park and find another location to be decided in the next vote? So all we're deciding right now is, do we decide to leave and find another location? So all those in favor of leaving the park and finding a new location, raise your hand, no bent elbows. Okay, all those opposed, raise your hand, no bent elbows, no voting twice. All those abstaining, the overwhelming majority is that we move and find a new location. DGP has a proposal to make.
So originally when in some of the planning sessions for this occupation, we had talked about potentially moving to James Madison after this was done, and that's what was talked about during the last few days a lot, and I was mostly in favor of that, but I think in light of recent events, we have to reassess where we move. I believe that James Madison, although a visible place, the gentleman was talking about, we can't wait for the protesters to come to us, we have to go to them. There's an immediate concern with a lot of people because three activists who have been very active since February have been jailed because they won't sign an agreement that denies their First Amendment rights. Now, we could stay at another park, which doesn't mitigate any of the concerns that were voiced about staying here. Or we could move somewhere where there's some serious violations of civil rights and civil liberties happening right now. So I propose that we move our occupation to the courthouse to make it visible that we are A, taking a stand against the 1% making laws that violate our civil liberties, and that
Number two, we stand in solidarity with 99%ers, not just T, CJ, and Damon, but all of the 99%ers that are incarcerated because of a broken justice system.
All right, do we have a second for moving to the courthouse? We have a second. We have so discussion is starting. Stack is starting. Christian, can you please take Stack? Who's the first? We got Miles first for Nicey. Quick question. So on August 25th was the day that the cuts to state workers went into effect, and 13 people, including myself, Christian, and a lot of other people who were very involved in the original occupation of the Capitol, decided to, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
The first proposal was to move to the courthouse. If this is voted down, we'll have a discussion. We'll have a new proposal on what the next location should
be. Why not accept all proposals?
I agree. I second that.
Okay. Do we have a proposal for a second location? All right, we're going to complete the explanation.
No, because it makes it biased. Okay.
Fine. This is what we're going to do. I'm putting my teacher's boy hat on. We're going to accept all proposals. We're going to, whoever will offer new locations. We'll have each person in the order in which they were then proposed give a defense for it. We'll then have a hopefully as quick as possible discussion on those locations. Then we'll have a vote. So we've got the first proposal, which is the courthouse. We'll need a second for each of these. Who has their hand for proposal?
No, I second that.
Oh, yeah, that's been seconded. New proposal. Anyone have a new proposal for a new location? Over here, yeah, lady in purple.
Are we doing staff for that?
No. St.
Raphael's Cathedral. Do we have a second for that to be discussed?
Where is that?
It's been seconded, so it can be when we're discussing. We'll discuss the location. Christian, make sure you're putting down the order in which these are proposed.
I've got it.
Next.
Library Mall.
Library Mall. Do we have a second? Do we have a second? If your hand's up, you're seconding. Okay, we have a second for Library Mall. Any other locations, proposals? Rob. Brigham Park, any seconds.
But I think that what we concretely need is a plan of action, which is I think we should have our rally, and if we do want to continue an occupation, we do that, but I think we should have a general assembly plan.
Right now, Rob, we're discussing locations. Sorry, I gotta keep us on topic so that we can sure we have a decision. So we have a second for Brigham Park. Do we have any other proposals? This gentleman right here, then over here, Sam?
Yeah,
Then Miles?
Capitol Grounds.
Okay, well, we're going to go to Capitol Grounds. Do we have a second for Capitol Grounds? Seconded this gentleman?
No, I was seconding.
Okay, Miles?
The church that you mentioned, is that the one on East Main?
It's West Main.
Yeah. West Main, I'm sorry, West Main.
Okay.
Yeah.
West Main and Fairchild.
Okay, it's been seconded. Do we have any other locations? Sam?
Peace Park on State Street.
Peace Park on State Street. Do we have a second? Seconded. Any other locations? This gentleman over here, and then this one, then back to Sam.
James Madison.
James Madison's already been proposed.
I second it.
Next.
This may seem weird, but the zoo. What about the city zoo?
The zoo. Do we have a second? Any seconds? Anyone seconding? It's been seconded? Okay, and then Sam?
I was James Madison.
Okay. Any other proposals? This is a pretty long list. You keep track of this, Christian?
I am.
And so is Heather. Okay, any other proposals? Going once. Going twice. Done. All right. First proposal was for the courthouse. DGP was the one who proposed it, so I'm going to let him speak. He's got 2 minutes. Then we're going to go to each person's going to get 2 minutes to defend their proposal. Then we'll have a quick discussion. Let's do it.
I feel like I should be more than 2 minutes.
Can you tell us the difference between Capitol Grounds and the
separate buildings. The courthouse is a municipal building. It's on Doty and Mifflin. It's about Doty and Southampton. I'm sorry, Doty and Southampton. It's about four blocks from the Capitol, which is another great location.
So, hold on. To answer the initial question, and this is not me. This is not me defending whether or not we should go there. This is just explaining what led up to the arrest. Is that there was a sit-in at the Capitol. It wasn't the Democratic Party. We weren't saying the Democratic Party. We're saying a member of the Democratic Party, an elected official from the Democratic Party. That would be Ash Anzoni, the district attorney. And I'm getting into that once we get into when people were arrested. So these people were arrested and charged with unlawful assemblies for being in the Capitol after its closing. At that point, we were given a court date 32 days from the time we were arrested. We were preparing and we got ready to go to court on September 26th. When we arrived there, we were told, go home, we're upgrading your charges, we need more time to prep for your prosecution. The date was moved to October 3rd. On October 3rd, the district attorney and the defense attorney had worked out an agreement to move that date to October 10th. But that was not, somehow there was a miscommunication and there were bench warrants issued for six people. The bench warrants about 4 hours later were retracted, but are still screen capped on the CCAP website. And then today we got to court and there were six people charged with unlawful assembly, there were six people charged with resisting arrest and obstructing justice, which is a Class A misdemeanor. And there were seven charged with a civil code violation, which carries no jail time, but which carries a heavy fine. The people who were charged with a criminal offense were asked what the bond signatory was, and that is they didn't have to pay any bond to be released before their trial, but they had to sign an agreement that said we will not commit any criminal offenses, which is very normal and is what you have to sign if you're accused of any crime and after your hearing. They were also told that in this agreement that they could not commit any administrative code violations, which is completely out of character, has not been done before, and really is targeted from the DA's office at making sure, it's targeted at saying that T and that CJ and that Damon and other people cannot exercise their First Amendment right. So that is why they're in jail now. They're being held until they agree to that agreement. There is still question to the constitutionality of the fact that they're being made to sign that agreement. Administrative code is what the violations at the Capitol are. Administrative code is not necessarily public knowledge. This is just like the Capitol Police could say, that's an administrative code violation. That's an administrative code violation. So in essence, what this is doing is saying, T, CJ, Damon, don't go to the Capitol until your trial on December 2nd, which information, would be after the fall session, which would silence their voices during the fall session. So here's what we're going to do. Here's, in order for time's sake, we're going to give every proposal 5 minutes to defend why they want that location. If you don't want to use that much time, yield, knowing that we need time, but we need to give people time to defend their position. 5 minutes. Everyone will get 1 minute after that. If you want to be on stack, 1 minute to discuss it. But we'll give each person who proposed 5 minutes. If you want to pull your thing off the stack, off the proposal list for the sake of time, or because you like a different proposal better, because you plan on voting for something else, pull it off to save us time. So 5 minutes to defend your proposal. Then if anyone else who did not make a proposal, if you want to discuss it, we'll give 1 minute for time's sake to say why we should go to that location or that location or that location. All right? We have a direct response.
Yeah. So I think
Excellent. 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 Yes, that's why. Well, that's why he was just answering a question. Why he proposed
really
it. So,
that.
Very good.
No,
no, what we're saying is, do we want to move to that location?
I would say we're relocating there.
Yes, we're saying we're locating. If you don't want to relocate there, vote against it.
Okay.
Okay? That might be contingent if we like march to the courthouse and then we decide we want to go somewhere to reset up. That might be contingent.
What we need to do though is decide where we're going first. Okay, that's what we agreed to discuss on. That was a proposal made, it was seconded, so we have to discuss it. So we're gonna go 5 minutes for each proposal. That's what we're gonna do. After that, if you wanna speak on it, 1 minute discussion. So David, please limit to why you think that's a good location. Nothing to do with the court issue and the people in jail right now.
Yes, you can.
So the reasoning behind this for me to move there is that we're gonna be moving our demonstration somewhere anyway. And so there were a lot of arguments about why a park isn't necessarily a good idea for an occupation. And I think that one of the things on our demands list was that we want a fair and equitable justice system. And this is just one example of why this is not a fair and equitable justice system. This is this court issue is gonna be something that a lot of people are gonna care about. We move our occupation over there, then that is just another staging area for us to do anti-corporate actions. So I'm not saying that we focus all of our attention on the court area. I'm saying that we move our base camp there because that's going to be something that's getting a lot of attention anyway, and that we use that as our staging location for other actions.
Okay. Can you explain the address again?
It's a block and a half away from the Capitol. It's on South Hamilton and Doty. And it's not just that CJT and Damon are locked up. It's that young men and women, predominantly lower income, predominantly black or Hispanic, are rotting away in these cells for crimes that for the most part are nonviolent, while criminals on Wall Street that destroyed our economy get off scot free.
That's right.
So I say that we go to the courthouse, use that as our base camp in light of the issue that came about today because of the big problems with the justice system to begin with.
Can you sleep there?
In front of the court? So to answer that question, I'm going to turn it to Miles, who has just had a conversation with the police.
Okay, first off, I'm not going to yell on this thing, so everyone bunch in because I don't want the information that was just given to me. And also, if there are any members of the media or anybody who loves to Twitter, not now.